If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is the day after Christmas, Friday, December 26th. And, of course, we'll be taking a look at a flu strain that's kind of gaining strength right now. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly sunny. We have a breeze out of the north-northwest. It is 43 degrees here on this Friday morning. Christmas Day yesterday, the warmest Christmas day ever in the city of Wichita. 75 degrees topping out yesterday. That recorded temperature surpassed the previous Christmas Day record, 68 degrees. That wasn't too long ago. That was set just back in 2019, 6 years ago. A new and highly aggressive strain of the flu is causing increased concern. It's spreading across the nation.
The H3N2 flu mutation brings more intense symptoms such as cough, chills, headaches, and fever to whomever it infects. The Centers for Disease Control has updated its weekly assessment of where the respiratory illness the strain causes is most prevalent. New York City and state, as well as New Jersey and Rhode Island in the Northeast, have a very high risk, as does Louisiana and Colorado. High-risk states include Maryland, Georgia, and both Carolinas, as well as Michigan, Idaho, and New Mexico. There is concern this season's flu vaccine is not as effective against this variant, which the CDC estimates has caused at least 1,900 deaths so far. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The United States launching military strikes on ISIS in Nigeria on Christmas.
President Trump taking the action due to the persecution and killing of Christians in that country. The president writing on Truth Social that, quote, I have previously warned these terrorists that if they did not stop the slaughtering of Christians, there would be hell to pay. And tonight, there was. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth posting on X that, quote, the president was clear last month. The killing of innocent Christians in Nigeria must end. The Department of War is always ready. So ISIS found out tonight, on Christmas. More to come. The U.S. government has been discussing the issue with the Nigerian government, threatening to cut off aid to the country if the situation is not fixed. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Terminal renovations are coming for Wichita's airport. The work will start in the new year at Eisenhower Airport. And that'll include reconfiguring the ticket counter. The airport authority says most of that work will be done in the evenings, behind the scenes, focusing on technology upgrades and infrastructure. The project is being funded by the state, along with some federal and local matching dollars. All that work should be done by the end of next year, in 26. The terminal opened just more than a decade ago. Inside the McPherson Center for Health, there are patients, doctors, nurses, and high school interns. They spend one semester, their senior year, at the hospital, a maximum of 8 interns per semester. They get to spend a couple of class periods there every school day, fine-tuning their career paths. McPherson High School has students doing internships in other fields as well, including accounting, construction, farming, and welding. One person died after a house fire that went unnoticed for about 2.5 hours. Hutchinson Fire Department responding to a structure fire at 56th Street and Old K-61 Highway. Crews found heavy fires coming from the structure. Appeared to have been burning for a while. Home was fully involved. Roof collapsed. Crews engaged in a defensive attack, and during those operations, it was determined that there was probably an occupant still inside the home. After the home was extinguished and the roof materials and debris removed, the prospect was found in Lourdes. I'm sorry. We were talking about that fire in Hutchinson. The investigation shows it started about 1 in the morning, and there was a neighbor's home camera system showed a glow in the area at the time. And the fire apparently went unnoticed for about 2.5 hours.
Yikes.
Before the fire department was notified. There's a very famous maker of spirits in America that might be shutting down for a little bit. And if you're back at work today after Christmas, like us, well, maybe it'd be nice to be a citizen in the UK these days, at least today. KNSS News Time is 8:05. Here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Maker of bourbon, Jim Beam, announcing it's going to close its distillery in Kentucky for a year.
A whiskey sour or souring on whiskey. Jim Beam is one of the most iconic names in American business, but Beam will not make any bourbon at its main distillery next year. Politics and whiskey are always intertwined. Insiders attribute this to tariffs, its supply and demand. Now Beam will renovate the facility and continue distilling bourbon at two other plants. People are drinking less, be it scotch or bourbon, but the Beam announcement got people's attention. There are no plans for layoffs right now.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram with that report. Well, if you're back at work today, like we are, after the day after Christmas, the British are probably laughing at my expense.
On the second day of Christmas, the British government gave to me another public holiday. We call it Boxing Day, and not because we're settling Christmas family disputes the old-fashioned way. It's to do with a long-forgotten tradition of giving boxes of gifts to the poor. According to one theory, servants got a day off on the 26th because they had to work on Christmas Day, and some modern customs have developed. Many will attend sporting events, and then there's the traditional Boxing Day railroad structural repairs that mess up British railways. Companies insist it's the quietest day to do it. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
It's 8:10, here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Right now in traffic, we've noticed that pretty much all day the traffic volumes have just been really light. We haven't really had any problems. It's been a really quiet day on the roadways here in the Wichita area. It makes sense. There's a lot of people that don't have to work today, and so the traffic volumes were going to be down. And, of course, the traffic conditions today, really good. I haven't seen any big tie-ups or slowdowns. We've got quite a bit of traffic right now, County Line Road on Kellogg, so over there in Andover. But no, for the most part, things looking fairly good right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Friday, final Friday of the year. Check in with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
More record high temperatures today in south central Kansas will climb to 72 with sunshine and light winds throughout the day. Clouds begin to show up Friday night with a low of 44, but we're still quite mild with sunshine on Saturday. Get ready for a weekend cold front, though. It'll arrive on Sunday with falling temperatures and strong north winds. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
And currently in Wichita, here on this Friday morning, a mostly sunny sky, a breeze out of the north-northwest. It is 43 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Friday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, Boxing Day in some countries. And we'll take a look at the nation's average price of gasoline. It's down nearly 6 cents a gallon during the last week. National average, $2.79 a gallon. And that's covering a lot of gas stations surveyed. The national average is down 26 cents from a month ago. Down 21 cents, lower than a year ago. National average, we'll talk about this.
Yeah,
gasoline prices are down.
Yeah, of course, they're saying that a lot of that's because the demand is down. And I can kind of see that. I mean, why plan to go on big long road trips when you can't afford to do anything when you get there? You can't afford to pay for the gas no matter how cheap it is anyway. It's the sort of thing with things the way they are right now. It doesn't surprise me that those the demand is really far down on gasoline.
So there's your gas price update.
Yeah.
Here on this holiday weekend. Let's take a look at, here we are, get your turtle doves and partridges and everything in line because we're right smack in the 12 days of Christmas.
Christmas may be over for most people, but traditionally it's just getting started. The 12 days of Christmas don't lead up to December 25th, they begin on it. The tradition dates back centuries to the early Christian church, marking the time between the birth of Christ and the Epiphany on January 6th, when the three wise men were said to arrive. In medieval Europe, each of those 12 days had its own feast or saint celebration, often capped with a festival known as Twelfth Night. The familiar carol came much later, first printed in England in the late 1700s as a lively memory game where singers took turns reciting the growing list of gifts without a mistake. The 12 days weren't just lyrics, they once marked a festive season that stretched from Christmas into the new year. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
For one of the longest periods in American history, it is widely agreed that most people would retire about the age of 65. And some people worked until 70. Most people kind of between 60 and 70 find it somewhere in that period and call it quits. Well, that may have been true a decade ago, but it seems like a lot has changed in the last 10 years. Baby boomers are bucking traditional retirement norms. Instead of just saying goodbye and heading off into the sunset, baby boomers are leaning towards working longer and finally pursuing their passions. The traditional retirement age of 65 is no longer held in the same regard as it once was. Many baby boomers have made enough money to retire at 65. Maybe they decide to open a new business. Instead of taking the easy road and jumping into that retirement lifestyle, this age group has bucked a trend and decided to start something new. According to AARP, more adults over the age of 50 are starting new businesses at a higher rate than they have for the last 20 years. About 25% of those in age grade 55 to 64 being responsible for new businesses that are popping up in America. But, you know, a lot of those people have the capital to either start it on their own money or have good credit and they can borrow money to start a new business.
Yeah. Of course, the other thing I was thinking on that was, you know, 10 years ago, we were still in the era where there were a lot of baby boomers that still had like, or at least a lot of the people retiring at that point still had things like pensions that they could count on. Whereas the people that are retiring now, those baby boomers that are out there right now, that is getting much rarer. And I don't blame anyone for, hey, maybe I can start a little business here. So, cause I know healthcare costs are going to be ridiculous. I might need some extra cash. I'll start me a little business, home, you know, side hustle, something or other to supplement a lot of that could be necessity as opposed to, you know, or even necessity and looking after a passion. You know, when you can combine those two things, hey, why not do it?
Of course, our buddy Steve McIntosh is calling it quits next week.
Yep.
Getting out of. And we'll see what he does in the next part of his life.
I don't know. I'm just wondering if I'm going to be called upon to turn his home office into a bit of a podcast studio. I'll be interested to see if that happens or not.
Yeah, I was talking about, maybe you had the same thing. I was talking to him and said, what are you going to do after you retire? He's like,
you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to, get on the air with you and a couple of other guys that I really like for about an hour and just talk about whatever. I was like,
so you're describing a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I am.
Yeah. And I just keep thinking to myself, if that's what happens, guess who gets to build the studio? Yeah. That's all right. He'll probably pay me well in Shelley's cookies.
All right, right.
And that will be just fine with me.
Hey, my family has two big birthdays today. Twins, my twin nieces, Audrey and Mara, are turning 18 years old today.
Wow.
That's not right, but that's the way the calendar works.
Yep.
And they live down in the Dallas area, and they are super. And Mara was involved in a marching band in her high school down there, and they went to the national tournament, and they finished runner-up.
What instrument does she play?
She plays flute, I think.
Oh, okay, cool.
And, the deal was that this national competition was held in Indianapolis, and they finished runner-up to a high school from Indianapolis.
Oh, really?
So, you know, yeah. I think the fix is on right there. I was like, come on.
Definitely could have been. Now, I got to tell you, if you're going to be involved
in the
Macy's
parade 2 years ago, they're really good.
If you're going to be involved in marching band, flute, good instrument to be proficient with.
Mm-hmm.
Trombone, like
you're
I played.
Not having to lug around anything heavier than a flute.
Yeah, not so much.
818 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports here on this Friday morning. Of course, last night, Christmas night, we had the Kansas City Chiefs in action for pro football at Arrowhead Stadium. Last home game of the regular season for the Chiefs of the season period. One more home game, the Chiefs at Arrowhead last night taking on the top team in the league, the Denver Broncos. The Chiefs kind of decimated by injury here of late. Gave it a good run, but could not keep up with the Broncos last night as Denver won that game 20-13. Of course, you heard the game right here. Mitch Holtis had the call on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Some comments from Mitch after the game.
And Travis Kelce, give him credit, 190 straight games with a catch. He ties Marvin Harrison for fourth all-time in NFL history. He's just basically one catch away from 13,000 career yards, Travis Kelce. Third tight end in NFL history to do so if he gets it against the Raiders. And the second most receiving yards by a tight end, he's closing in on that one too. But also tonight, it's the one-score games. Last year, the Chiefs were criticized for winning so many one-score games. They had 12. This year, I don't hear that same criticism of the Broncos, but you know what? They're 11-2 in one-score games. They were 1-6 last year. But the Chiefs now 1-8 this year in one-score games, just the opposite from a year ago. Final score, Denver 20, Kansas City 13, an incredible effort game for the Chiefs.
Now, don't forget, we usually talk with Mitch on a Friday, previewing the next game. The last game of the season for the Chiefs will be on Sunday. No, week from Sunday. But we don't have a show coming up on Friday the 2nd. So we're going to have Mitch on Wednesday next week on New Year's Eve.
Oh, cool.
Which is also Steve McIntosh's final show.
Final show.
So it'll be a huge 8 o'clock hour Wednesday featuring Mitch and then followed by Max.
Yeah.
McIntosh signing off and heading off into the sunset. So
wow.
Make sure you're here for the big 8 o'clock hour and the whole show on Wednesday next week on New Year's Eve. Let's take we have hockey action if you want to go see the Thunder. Back-to-back home games on home ice downtown at Intrust Bank Arena tonight, 7:05, hosting the fourth-place team in the division, the Allen Americans. And then tomorrow night at 6:05, hosting the last-place Tulsa Oilers. Tonight is a puck cancer night for the Thunder. Wear purple and support folks that are battling cancer. And then tomorrow night, on Saturday night, it's Bluey and Bingo will be there and Pucks and Pups night.
Oh, cool.
So you've got all sorts of fun going on at back-to-back home games at Intrust Bank Arena for the Thunder tonight and tomorrow night. College men's basketball. Only one of our local teams is playing this weekend. It's K-State Men. K-State Men are hosting Louisiana Monroe. Should be a win for K-State on Sunday afternoon. Wildcats have won 3 in a row. Monroe has lost 12 straight games away from campus. Live coverage of K-State men's basketball at noon Sunday, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It was 1 year ago on this night. K-State football was playing in a bowl game, the Rate Bowl in Phoenix. 17 points down in the fourth quarter, came back and beat Rutgers 44-41. As the big star for K-State, sophomore from Derby, running back Dylan Edwards, 3 touchdowns, a K-State bowl record, 196 rushing yards. We were all excited that would set him up for a huge year this year.
Man, things were looking up.
Oh, man. He got hurt very early in that first game in Ireland and just kind of never had a good year and was battling injuries the rest of the way.
Yep.
He was a big star in the bowl game 1 year ago on this night. And here we are a year later, and he's leaving. By the way, Dylan Edwards is leaving K-State.
Yep.
And K-State has their coach is gone, and Dylan Edwards is gone. Things took a very strange journey in the last year since that bowl game a year ago tonight. A
little different this year.
And happy birthday to a pretty good guy that stopped here through Wichita, former Arrows baseball star Chris Chambliss. Is 77 today. He only played in 113 games in the minors, all with Wichita, the AAA Arrows. He was on that first Arrows team in 1970, He won the American Association batting title, hit 342, after being the number one overall pick in the January 1970 draft out of UCLA. He played for the Anchorage Glacier Pilots in the National Baseball Congress World Series in Wichita that prior year. He was MVP of the World Series with a .583 batting average. So Chris Chambliss liked hitting in Lawrence Stadium, apparently. Then he played in 17 years in the big leagues. He was the American League Rookie of the Year in 1971 with the Cleveland Indians. Won a couple of World Series rings with the Yankees. And four more rings as a hitting coach for the Yankees in the late 1990s. So pretty interesting guy that came through town and played for the Wichita Arrows. Chris Chambliss, baseball star. It's his birthday. He is 77 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with the stockings and snowfall. Make merry with a mistletoe mint, or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu is now available at Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. It is 8:24 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Traffic and weather on the way, and even better than Reagan's economy. On the Sean Hannity Morning Minute, next on KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:34. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, December 26th. Currently in Wichita, mostly sunny and 43 degrees. There were no public events on the president's schedule yesterday as he spent Christmas Day in Florida at the Winter White House at Mar-a-Lago. But on Christmas Eve, however, some political jabs online.
He didn't end the night without putting out a holiday truth social post, saying in part, quote, "Merry Christmas to all, including the radical left scum that is doing everything possible to destroy our country, but failing badly. We no longer have open borders, men and women's sports, transgender for everyone, or weak law enforcement. What we do have is a record stock market and 401ks, lowest crime numbers in decades, no inflation, and yesterday, a 4.3 GDP, 2 points better than expected." The president also praising his tariff, saying it's giving us trillions of dollars in growth, prosperity, and national security.
And that's Fox's Madison Scarpino with that report in West Palm Beach, Florida. A United States government forecaster who led the charge in emergency management has passed away.
When Neil Frank took command of the U.S. National Hurricane Center back in 1974, the operation was just getting into satellite-based tracking of emerging tropical cyclones, but it was Frank who led the effort to start providing real-time information to local governments and their emergency planners. That change led to a new and ever-growing culture of hurricane preparedness across all levels of government. Frank would leave the Hurricane Center in 1987 for a career as a TV weatherman in Houston and later made a new name for himself as a doubter of climate change theory. Neil Frank died this week. He was 94. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Researchers finding a new link between microplastics and a lifelong health condition.
They're called forever chemicals, and a new study from a Swedish university says that exposure to two of the contaminants could increase the risk of multiple sclerosis. It found that those with the highest amounts of those contaminants had approximately twice as high odds of being diagnosed with the autoimmune disease. The synthetic compounds known as PFAS are found in items like nonstick pans, dental floss, waterproof clothing, and cleaning products. They've also been found in drinking water in the U.S. The study was published in the scientific journal Environmental International and was based on blood samples of 1,800 people in Sweden, including about 900 who had been recently diagnosed with MS. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
8:51 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The United States launching military strikes on ISIS in Nigeria on Christmas.
Two.
A new and highly aggressive flu strain causing concern. It's spreading across the country.
One.
Yesterday, it was the warmest Christmas day in Wichita history, 75 degrees. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have the report of a traffic accident, 13th and Waco. Watch out there in that area. Again, that's 13th and Waco, the report of a traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And we're heading into the final weekend of the year. Let's see what's going on. Good? Well, some differences anyway. More record high temperatures today, a high of 72 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 44 under a partly cloudy sky. Really nice again tomorrow on Saturday. A mild day with sunshine, high 71. Then the cold front arrives with that wind out of the north. High Sunday, 42. And then Sunday night, really cold, a low down to 20. So that's what's going on this weekend. 70s today and tomorrow, low 40s on Sunday.
A little bit of a shift. A
little bit. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly sunny, and it is 43 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 72 here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:52 here with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, which has its annual year-end biz talk. It's the Business Journal podcast, a chance to everybody to get in the newsroom and gather and try to analyze what the Business Journal has been reporting on for the last 12 months. Three reporters at the Business Journal have been in the...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Newsroom for a combined 22 months. So they have some youngsters on the squad. Audrey Jensen, Jenna Farhat, and Eduardo Castillo. All joined as reporters at the Business Journal this year, working under the daily guidance of managing editor Shelby Kellerman. Not a lot of time to get used to the job. Boeing, of course, completing its acquisition of Spirit AeroSystems. Mega projects such as Park City and Derby with their big projects. And another announced at K96 in Greenwich. And, of course, Cheesecake Factory. I might detect some sarcasm on editor Kirk Siminoff's part in mentioning that with an exclamation point behind it. But... Cheesecake Factory is a big story.
Yep.
When Troy Brooks launched Greatness Vodka, it was a time in his life that forced him to level up or fall apart. It's a Wichita-based premium spirit line. It debuted during the pandemic, and Brooks did not have a background in the liquor industry, spent long nights learning, calling distilleries, and pitching his vision. And once he got that first production run, no looking back, Greatness Vodka was born. And today the products are distilled in Atchison, Kansas, at a partnered distillery. Product line may be purchased at every major liquor store in Wichita and some other retail stores, bars, and restaurants across the area in Wichita, Overland Park, Kansas City, and beyond. There is an original vodka in addition to peach cherry, strawberry pineapple, and cucumber citrus flavors. And Brooks develops each flavor profile through meticulous research and development. So Wichita guy... launching Greatness Vodka, and that's featured in the Wichita Business Journal. Interesting stuff. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal and its editor, Kirk Siminoff. We're coming up on 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's pretty hard for me to believe that there's only, you know, 5 days left in the year and
right.
six days left in the year, I guess. And,
wow.
And we've only got three more Steve and Ted shows next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Steve will be calling it a career and signing off for good as of Wednesday the 31st. We'll also have Mitch Holtis on that day from the Kansas City Chiefs on New Year's Eve. So
good day for Mitch to join us.
I think you better tune in on Wednesday, because I think we're going to have a pretty top-notch show, and that's one you'll want to be listening to.
Yep.
Well, Jad, here we are. Thanks for coming in on the day after Christmas. Sometimes it's not easy to get going at it for one day, but
I had plenty to do anyway.
Thanks for being here, yeah. And thank you for listening to us here on a Friday on the 26th. Enjoy the nice weather the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're glad you've been with us. Stay tuned for updates all morning long. Glenn Beck, The Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
When news breaks...
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.